Hi, this is Dr. Saeed, dictating medical report. Patient first name is Razia, R-A-Z-I-A, last name Qadir, Q-U-A-D-E-E-R. Date of birth is 01-26-1950. Period examination date is 02-08-2021. Period next line, subjective, correction, chief complaint, colon, patient came today for annual physical exam, comma, left eye swelling, comma, left foot pain and left upper back pain. Period next line, subjective colon, patient stated that she has noticed a pain in the left eyelid for past 4 or 5 days. It is slightly painful and the pain level is less than 2. And she has no significant redness of the eye. And she has this kind of problem last year also, for which she took tobramycin and got better. Her vision is unremarkable. Period. Next line, patient also complained of left foot pain, and that started a month ago. It is on and off, and it is worse upon exertion. The left foot pain level is 5 or 6, and it is relieved after resting. She has used over-the-counter medication without any relief. Period. Next line, patient also complained of left upper back pain, and the pain level is 4 or 5, and it is bothering her for past 2 weeks. Patient has used acetaminophen without much relief, and there is no radiation of pain to the hand and no history of falling down. Period. Next line, review of system, colon, patient denied dizziness, comma, headache, comma, delusion, comma, ear pain, comma, sore throat, comma, cough, comma, fever, comma, chills, comma, exposure to any infections or allergies, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, change in the bowel habits as stool color, comma, urinary or bowel incontinence, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling, comma, focal weakness of the upper lower extremities, comma, severe back pain, correction, severe knee pain, comma, skin rashes or depression. Period. Next line, past medical history is significant for seasonal allergies, and she is on albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, 2 or 3 times a day as needed. Period. Next line, patient has a history of hypothyroidism, and she is on levothyroxine, 25 microgram once a day. Period. Next line, patient has a history of gastritis, and she is on esomeprazole, 40 milligram once a day in empty stomach as needed. Period. Next line, allergies are none. Period. Next line, recent surgical history, none. Period. Next line, family history, 1 sister has hypertension. Period. 1 brother has heart disease. Period. Next line, preventive care is reviewed and discussed. Period. Next line, social history, patient is married, lives with her husband, and she has 5 children. Period. Patient does not work. Period. Patient has no history of smoking cigarettes, comma, alcohol use or substance abuse, and her exercise is mostly walking, and her diet is low carb, healthy diet. Period. Next line, objective colon, HEENT examination reveals left upper eyelid mild swelling, but conjunctiva is unremarkable. It's consistent with sty. There is no discharge. Period. Next line, neck is supple without any thyroid enlargement or lymph node enlargement. Period. Next line, chest is symmetrical without any deformity, and there are no axillary lymph node enlargement. Period. Next line, heart examination has normal heart sounds without any murmur. Period. Next line, lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Period. Next line, abdomen is soft without any tenderness, and bowel sounds are active. There is no organomegaly. Period. Next line, extremities has no calf tenderness or edema or tremors. Period. Left foot examination reveals tenderness of the forefoot without any swelling. The pulses are bilaterally equal. There are no vesicular lesions. Period. Next line, neurological examination is intact and patient is able to ambulate without any assistance. Period. Next line, musculoskeletal examination reveals tenderness of the left upper back soft tissues, and range of movement of the arm is painful, but hand grips are bilaterally equal. Skin does not have any rashes. Period. Next line, psychologically, patient appears stable and has normal affect. Period. End of dictation.